Thank you guys for listening to these ads. I got just a few more to go, and then we will get into this episode, I promise. So first, let me tell you about the Grow Guru. If you've ever wanted to grow your own medical cannabis and you're just not sure where to begin, hit up my boy Kalei, and he can be your guide on your journey from seed to cultivation and set you up for success. Another added bonus is you can get away from those overpriced dispensaries and those shady black market deals that never really felt comfortable to begin with, right? If you want to check him out, you can check out our second sponsor, which is Oahu Garden Supply. They got everything from locally produced nutrients to locally produced soil and everything in between. They are located at 94-150 Leoleo Street in beautiful Waipahu, Hawaii. Go stop by and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. Next, we got my good homie Bong of Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Once you've gotten everything you need to know from the guru, you can hit up Pakalolo Seed Molokai to expand your genetics. If you want to try a variety of different strains, you can find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank or puresativa.com. And last but not least, we got my longtime homie and good friend Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, over at Retro Hawaii, picking up and finding all the obscure and vintage styles from Hawaii. So if you're into that kind of shit, go check him out on Instagram, and I guarantee you he's got something you like. You know, he's been posting a bunch of throwback University of Hawaii Rainbows gear, which is hard to find now because nobody wanted to be known as the Rainbows. But anyway, fucking thank you very much to our sponsors. Please do go check them out and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. All right, that's it for now. Here comes the episode. Love you guys. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of Voices from the Planet. I am your host, Eric. Thank you again for joining me. I'm in a good mood. I'm back in the home studio after recording in the palatial, everyone knows your high studio. And I gotta say, this one just doesn't feel the same anymore after being in such a cool fucking spot. But this is my spot, home of Voices from the Planet, where you turn in every week to hear me ramble, fucking talk about whatever. But we're here again. Thank you again for joining me. I am your humble host, Eric, and I bring to you the Slowest Rising podcast in Hawaii. good things have been happening, actually. I just got back from a vacation on Kauai. If you listen, you'll know that prior I went on a work trip to Kauai, so not as much fun as one would expect. But this weekend we got to go just to enjoy ourselves. We went with my mom and dad, and my sister and my niece went to Kauai, which is always nice. I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's our favorite island by far. And actually I have family there, so there's a connection. But yeah, it was nice to get away and not have to do anything, which is pretty crazy. On the last day, no, not the last day, like the second day, actually, we didn't do shit. Just hung out at the pool. That's the kind of vacation I like. Nothing planned. Nothing expected. You just get to go and chill. It's fucking awesome. And while we were over there on Kauai, Hawaii lifted its indoor mask mandate for the state. Hooray, hooray. Freedom never smelt so good. On Kauai, it already kind of felt like they were pretty lax anyways. But when we got back to Oahu, it was like a whole nother world. Fucking the airport, you still got to wear a mask in the airport and on the plane, which is fucking bullshit. But hopefully that'll go away soon. No more weekly required COVID tests for work, which is nice. Don't have to worry about doing that shit every week. No more showing your vaccination card or negative COVID test to go into restaurants or movie or whatever. So it's like free at last. You don't have to wear your mask. I went into Safeway this morning on my way to work, and it was like fucking weird because I went in without my mask on. And I'm not gonna lie, full transparency, because I am a total pussy, I still had my mask in my pocket just in case anybody wanted to fuck with me. I'm like, no, I got it. But nobody said shit. Granted, majority of the people in there still were wearing masks. There was a couple people I saw that didn't have them on. All the workers still had them on. But what I was saying to my wife was that, like, now that the requirement is lifted and you don't have to wear your masks indoors, we're going to see the people who are still living in fear of this virus. Because even today, I saw people walking around outside with masks on. So it's like you're gonna see who's still living in fear and who was really just wearing that mask because fucking they were told they had to. And I'm one of them. I only wore it because it was the rule at places. But now that it's not the rule, goodbye masks, yo. Well, in most places, I guess some places are still gonna require it, I bet. Because ultimately, if a private business says they still want to require masks to enter their establishment, that's something they can do, I think, because it's the same as like no shirt, no shoes, no service. But I guess if you have some sort of medical exemption, because I don't think you can get a medical exemption for not wearing shoes. I'm like, bro, I'm from Hawaii, dude. I don't wear shoes, bro. I go barefoot. That's my medical exemption because it's a cultural thing. But yes, freedom. Unfortunately, for the kids, they still gotta wear their fucking masks in class. And the teachers do. But apparently they can take them off to go play at recess out at least, which is better. But hopefully the DOE here will eventually loosen up. I mean, I'm sure everybody's watching closely, right, to see if there's going to be a spike in new cases, and what, even if there are, what are they going to do? Are they going to reinstate the emergency proclamations that expired? Or are they just going to wait till after the election? That's my thought, is once the election's pow, and whether or not Democrats or Republicans made it in, or whatever, they're all going to be like, restrictions back on. Maybe not in like full-on Republican states, but for sure the Democratic states are going to reinstate the mask mandates, testing and negative test results and vaccination guards. So just be ready for all that shit. It's coming. It ain't over yet. But it does kind of, that's why it feels really weird, because it feels like a win. Like, yes, no more masks, but like, I feel like I'm moving with a sense of trepidation and skepticism as far as like how long this will be. Is it like for real gonna be the end of masks? Are they gonna elect BJ Penn and he's gonna make sure we don't have to do this shit anymore? Who knows? But all I can say is it feels good to not have to worry about wearing masks, and it's nice to feel comfortable again and to breathe freely, because fuck, dude, those masks were definitely a restriction as far as nice, deep, fresh breaths of air. Fuck. Towards the end, I was using this like, fuck, maybe I shouldn't say. Yeah, fuck them. It's over. I was using the no mask mask, which is like basically like fucking pantyhose. If that's probably more porous than hosiery. But it looks the shit, like it looks like a legit mask. So you wear that shit, you can breathe easy. The fact that if you come in contact with someone with COVID, you'll probably get it. And if you fucking have COVID, you're definitely breathing it out through that mask. But it was easy to fucking breathe. Like, I had that mask on when we went to Kauai for work. And I almost forgot I had it on the plane. It was fucking lovely. But no more of that for the most part, I think. I don't know. Like I said, I'm skeptical. What else? What else is big in the news today or from over the weekend? What's been trending all over social media and the interwebs and the memes galore? Oh yeah, that's right. Fucking Will Smith, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, apparently bitch slapping Chris Rock on stage on live, maybe it was live, I guess live-ish television at the Oscars, because Chris Rock made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith and her bald head and how he can't wait to see G.I. Jane 2, and fucking someone got all butt hurt and couldn't take it, and Big Willie had to fucking protect the honor of his entangled wife. He fucking walked on stage. Didn't seem like he said anything to Chris Rock as he's walking up. But he just fucking winds back and fucking open hand slaps him across like the chin and neck, kind of. I'm sure you've all seen the videos. If you're like me, you've watched all the slow motion technical breakdowns of how the slap went down, and you're now aware of the theories that it was staged. And the fact that one person just physically assaulted another person during the middle of like a prestigious award show in front of what I would imagine is hundreds of people and millions, maybe thousands, probably at best, watching on TV. How does he just turn around and walk and sit back in his chair without any kind of like intervention by the organizers of the event, security? I mean, you just literally saw a person slap another person, celebrity or not, right? I mean, that's still a crime, isn't it? And Will Smith was upset because he... I probably just felt really bad. Apparently, so if you don't know, and like I'm learning all this shit, but Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith have like an open marriage, I guess. So he's basically a fucking cook. And it seems like he might not be as okay with that as he may let on. And maybe all that pent up rage just came out directed at Chris Rock. Maybe. And then people are saying the whole thing was staged because the Oscars is doing horrible in the ratings and they needed some sort of bump, whether it bad or good publicity. And people are saying that this was a thing. I don't know. It's weird because right after he made the joke, and it's not even that bad of a joke, to be honest. Apparently, Jada Pinkett Smith has a medical condition called alopecia, which causes your hair to fall out. And apparently that's why she had shaved her head, right? But she had shaved her head for like a while. And I don't know if it's always been because of this alopecia and her condition, or if the condition started more recently and that's why she's butthurt about the joke. But anyway, Will Smith was laughing at first. The camera didn't show it, but he probably got a look from his wife. And I was like, you gonna just let that shit slide? And he's like, I guess not. So after slapping Chris Rock, he turns around and walks upstage and goes and sits back down in his chair. And he's yelling, like, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. And Chris Rock, I mean, the thing is awkward, but people are like, keep pointing out, they're actors, right? And it's like, that's true. True that. And it almost feels like all somebody has to do is say, that's fucking staged. And I'm like, God damn it, no, I can't fucking not think it. But later on in the evening, Will Smith goes on to win the award for Best Actor for whatever fucking movie he was nominated for. Some playing Serena Williams' dad or some shit. And he gave this fucking whack-ass acceptance speech, this tearful acceptance speech about how life imitates art and don't be the crazy father. And he did, and blah, 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 blah. What the fuck ever. Apologize to your friend, dickhead. You made him look like a little bitch in front of everybody. And you made yourself look like a fucking psychopath. So don't be upset that now you have to apologize and deal with the ramifications of your little tantrum. And then there's videos of the after party, him like dancing and celebrating. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? And then somebody pointed out, you got to remember, Will Smith is a Scientologist at the end of the day. So take that to mean whatever you want, but those fuckers are weird, right? Tom Cruise, I don't know, all the likes of these weirdos. But it seems like that's all the posts. The one thing that I did like seeing, and everybody says Twitter's right, a cesspool of fucking a dumpster fire, whatever the fuck. But a lot of stand-up comedians were taking Chris Rock's side, which I can totally get behind. You cannot fucking walk up onto a stage anywhere when someone's performing and fucking assault them. That's not cool. Granted, Will Smith, well, not granted, but Will Smith is the type of person where he has access to Chris Rock, so he could have waited and addressed it after. He didn't have to fucking walk up on stage. That's going to like embolden hecklers or people who find the shit comedians say offensive. It's going to like embolden them to do the same thing at little comedy clubs, at open mics or wherever. And comedians are one of the last art forms that are able to speak truth and make us laugh at the dark shit. And if they're not safe to push the boundaries and fuck, sometimes they make bad jokes. Sometimes that wasn't even a fucking good joke, in all honesty. Not that I'm a comedian and I can make a better joke or write better jokes, but I'm just saying, like, that wasn't that bad. And fucking, that reaction was totally uncalled for. And it's just fucking, like, you can't do that shit, no matter what. And a lot of comedians are standing up for Chris Rock, which is awesome. Tom Segura is going pretty hard at Jada Pinkett Smith, which is fucking hilarious. And then I wonder how, like, Bert Kreischer is gonna navigate this shit, because him and Will Smith are friends, right? Will Smith is the one who signed Bert to his whatever the fuck those things are called, development deals. So it's interesting, but you don't go fucking hitting comedians. You shouldn't hit anybody. That's what we say, like, when we were telling, like, teaching our son, like, you know, boys don't hit girls. It's actually, like, people shouldn't fucking hit people at all, in general. Just, like, learn to control your shit. Goddamn. Violence is not always the answer. What is the quote? It's not until a mosquito lands on your testicles that you realize some problems can be solved without violence. So that's big news. I think that's all the fucking big news, right? Is there anything else that is making fucking news right now other than fucking Will Smith? I mean, there is still a war going on in Ukraine, right? Yeah, pretty sure there is. I don't really know what the fuck's going on over there, honestly. I haven't been paying attention. But somebody is. What else? That's pretty much all I got, I think. Yeah, I think that's it for this week then. Short and sweet. Just fucking Oscars and Kauai and free Hawaii. Free-ish Hawaii. So be sure to check out the sponsors of the podcast, and they are The Grow Guru. Learn how to grow your own fucking medicine and do a better job than I am right now. I'm totally fucking up and I'm going to need some more guidance and neem oil, apparently. But go check out Kalei at Oahu Garden Supply. Check out Pakalolo Seed Molokai, my homie Bong, and friend of the podcast. Go check them out to get the seeds you need. I just made that tagline. That's not their shit. It's fucking lame. And Retro Hawaii, my boy Jerry. Check him out on Instagram and go hit him up for cool old school clothes. And yeah, fucking that's it for this episode. Again, thank you for listening. This has been Voices from the Planet, and I have been your host, Eric, Hawaii's slowest rising podcast. Thank you again for listening. I will check you all out on the next episode. Love you guys. Peace.
Until the rest that are